But I do want to look, Saeed, at your view of what's next in terms of the yellow economy, or in Ken's altitudes, the teal and turquoise economy. And you describe it in various ways. I love some of them. You talk about that they exhibit natural systems and functional flow. That's one of the markers of that economy. Distributes wealth and abundance of innovation to anyone willing to participate, both global and local at the same time, relying on vast infrastructures of informed global citizens. You talk about leaders who reject value systems which are limited to expressions of selfish interests in favor of value systems that see the essential need for all life forms on the planet to exist and thrive. And I love this. This is encouraging and optimistic. I just wanted you to talk a little bit about that and point out where you're seeing this, or are you seeing this, actually arising in our economy.
Well, we've talked a little bit about the onset of green values, not just for the culture. They've been around, as you said earlier, they've been around in the culture for a long time. Now they're spreading through the economy, through the knowledge economy, through the digital age and so forth. But the system that I design, that I talk about in my book, Jeff, is called the Platform for Functional Capitalism, where functional is a representative value of that seventh level system, of that first level in the second tier of values. Ken, I believe, refers to it as the teal system. From that platform, there are really five essential elements for it to manifest. And at the very heart of it is what I call a smart government. You know, a smart government is made up of thinkers in all three branches of government that have that yellow thinking, that have the capacity to look down the line two, three decades, not just at the end of their election cycle or, you know, which corporation they're supposed to be lobbying for. They look for the interest of the people first, and secondary to that is the interest of everyone else. So at the heart of that transition, if you will, is the presence of smart government informed by those yellow values. The other areas that we're beginning to see, a lot of initial manifestations of that yellow system is really the knowledge economy itself. You know, as it moves from this green phase that democratizes information, democratizes resources, you said it yourself earlier, it's great, but no one's making money at it. Well, the next phase is to really become yellow and realize how it can make money, but keep its green values intact, keep that orange disruptive nature of it intact. So as it moves to the future, it begins to further define its bits and bytes and create a knowledge economy based on functionality, where that functionality looks out to the three bottom lines that a yellow system looks for, and that is not only just profit, but also people and planet. And so that is the really one of the moving catalyst, if you will, that's moving us into that system.